little dance party here in the studio.
That's it, man.
The Daily Lines.
Anything for a crowd of like three people outside the window. Boy, are they stoked.
Mike Fouché is here from the Daily Line, a site that covers all things Chicago politics. Good to see you. I actually more than Chicago now, you guys. That's why you changed the name.
Yeah, well, you know, we're into stuff. You know, we like to write
about
things.
What's your tagline?
We're into stuff.
We're into stuff.
You know, New York Times, you know, everything that's worth about writing about, we're into stuff, the Daily Line.
We're into stuff.
You know.
Okay, well, let's talk about that stuff.
Yeah, no problem. Huh?
Okay, so, you know, you and I have been on the show every Wednesday. We talk about the different taxes that we should be bracing ourselves for, even after the big property tax increase, because as you've been telling us, it's not enough for the future.
It's coming.
So one idea that's being floated by the mayor and it's going to be introduced is a utility tax.
Really, and tax, more than floated, you know, because it was kind of a really awesome jujitsu he did here. You know, for weeks and weeks and weeks, there's been talk about, well, there's this massive pension for the municipal workers that's underfunded and it's going to be huge and you got to figure out how to fund it by law. And how are they going to do that? And we've been asking, you know, how are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? And then today, the mayor gives his annual speech to bond investors. And it's very hoity-toity. They have it at Symphony Hall. It's very nice. And this year, it was actually even better because they allowed the press to come. In the past, they haven't allowed the press to come. And what he did is that he rolled out. He said, hey, we made an agreement with the Muni Fund employees. And because what they have to do is they have to have an agreement that is then taken to Springfield to be approved because it's a pension fund. And what we're going to do in order to do this is that we're going to have this added tax to the water bill. The people have been saying water and sewer, you know, yeah, that's the same bill. But really, this is measuring how much water you're consuming. And it's and the first year will be an additional 59 cents per 1,000 gallons you use. And most households use about 7,500 gallons a month. So that means in the first year, it'll be about 58 bucks.
How much?
But in the first year, it'll be 58 bucks more you'll be paying.
Okay.
But by the time they're done ramping up in about 5 years, it'll be 250.
So 250 a year.
Right. So, yeah, boy, that's rough, right? Now, imagine if you're in a business that uses a lot of water.
Right.
I have a friend who has a brewery here in Chicago, a very small brewery. He's a one-man operation. He uses insane amounts of water. So, you know, people like that, they're going to be paying a lot.
So what is going to be what's going to be the spin for the mayor? Because obviously the mayor has is still defending his property tax increases. The bills just hit taxpayers' doorsteps within the last month. He's still I'm still see headlines that pop up say mayor defends property tax hike. What's going to be the spin on adding an extra tax at this point?
We have to. That's it. We have no choice. This pension has to be funded by law. It has to happen. They have to have 90% funding of the pension by 2057. There's no way out. Has to be done. And the thing that's kind of interesting is, so aldermen didn't really hear about this until this morning. They were briefed on it a couple hours before the mayor gave a speech in order to tell everybody about it. So, hey, guess what, guys? Here's what we're going to do.
Chicago.
And so, you know, investors asked, Mr. Mayor, do you think this is really going to pass city council? The mayor said, oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, of course. And the reason why is that the aldermen really don't have much of a choice. And here's an even better thing, is that the mayor is going to be introducing this in the September council meeting. There's no council meeting in August because they all take a break. And he's expecting them to vote on it in September. That is a month before the budget process begins. And the budget process is in October. So last year, you might remember, there was a lot of hue and cry about having a property tax to pay for the police and fire pensions. Mm-hmm. And that really got people angry. Well, the mayor's going to do a little dance and get right around that by having it all voted on in September. So
it's not unlike what kind of went down with the Cook County Board as well. Tony Preckwinkle did the same kind of thing where she voted a tax increase.
She got it done
before you get to the budget.
It's exactly right.
Political maneuver, so there isn't people can't grandstand. They can't get up on their soapbox and make headlines off of raising money for revenue. Now let me ask you, because you know you have you're aware of the progressive movement here in Chicago, and I had Tom Tresser on here talking about TIFFs not too long ago, and he really has doubled down with a lot of different thought leaders about the idea that Chicago is not broke, that any time that a politician brings up the idea of raising a tax or increasing a tax, that we should be looking inward to categories like refinancing deals with banks, rooting out corruption, taking a look
at the
TIFF.
That may be true. Let me be explicit here. The amount of money that they're going to need at the end of this five-year ramp-up is an additional $300 million a year. That's not couch change, you know. For TIFFs, okay, so that's money that's taken away from property tax increases. The city only has, if you declare a TIFF surplus, all right, that means that the money goes back to the places that are supposed to be getting it anyway. And that would be a big, in fact, there's some talk about that money going to CPS, and we can talk about that in a bit. But the city only takes 20% of the property tax bill that you get.
So it goes other places, too.
It goes to other places instead of the city. So it's not really going to be enough money.
So it's not when you say, okay, let's say there's a TIFF surplus of $300 million, they're only getting 20% of that at the end, and that would be... not
60
enough.
Million.
To, yeah, not
that,
enough. To
that's
cover.
Not even close.
Yeah,
that's a fifth of what.
But
you
I mean,
need.
Okay. So you have talked about on this program about the idea that taxes will be increased in the city of Chicago. We weren't done. We talked about the property tax.
We're not done.
Here comes another tax to the water bill, and in 5 years it's going to be $250 a year more than you pay now. Are we done?
Nope. There's probably some other things. The city is. That one of the things that's interesting is that the city rolled out its financial analysis saying what the gap is for what they need to come up with. They need to come up with another $180 million in order to keep the city functioning. That's not a lot of money as the city is concerned. The city has about $3.7 billion budget for its corporate fund. There's a lot of other things that take money. But, they can find that by raising some fees. That's not a big deal. But... there's other stuff that's going to have to be taken care of. And I think in particular, by 2019 is when a lot of these tax bills are going to be, they're going to need to vote on them again. And so I think that what we're going to see is that we're going to have the election for mayor in 2019. And at the end of that year, if you look at all of the graphs that the mayor's office hands out on what the pension costs are going to be, we're going to have another big leap after this ramp that we have. We're going to have another one that we're going to have to take care of for the following years. So there's going to be another big hike.
And that's just city. And we're not talking about schools. We're not talking about the state or the county.
CPS is another discussion. Yeah. The county is actually doing very well. It has been pretty well managed. But the city and the state and the schools have some real serious issues. I think that something that we really – should keep in mind is that we have stuff that we want to pay for, and so we want to have a functioning city, so you got to pay for it one way or another. There's no way around it. And one of the things that Daley did for a long time is not raise property taxes, and so that bill has come due. Here we are. We got to pay for this stuff.
Seems like a lot of bills are coming due. Mike Fouché, Daily Line, in studio with us. He's here every Wednesday night. He had a nice little break there during the conventions. Back here, we'll continue the conversation. We'll come back. We'll talk about schools. CPS obviously got money from the state, but it's not enough. $300 million deficit before we start school in September.
Right.
What does that mean? Well, it means a negotiation with the teachers union.
Right.
We'll talk about that coming up after the break. Stay with us. It's Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin, Mike Fouché from the Daily Line in studio.
You know, that music...
It was very slow jam. It
really engendered some understanding. I think that get each other right
you,
now.
No, you talked taxes and tax increases in the last... And you really got us all riled up about doom and gloom.
Bring
and
it
then
down.
This was like soft.
Yeah.
It was the music they played before your colonoscopy.
All right.
Yeah.
Colonoscopy. man.
Yeah. That's essentially what this is, a tax version of
colonoscopy. Well, let's talk government.
Yeah. All right. So let's make a transition to schools. The CPS, obviously, last year was, wow, what a year when it comes to budgets. There was so much give and take and fights and Springfield and deficits. Deficit became a word they teach in third grade now, I'm sure.
Right.
But the idea being that there was so much gloom and doom. The state came through with the stopgap budget, but it didn't come through all the way.
Right.
There's still $300 million that are short for the new year for Chicago Public Schools.
Right.
Where are schools planning to get $300 million?
Right. I mean, that's kind of the deal.
They can't cut anymore.
So, I mean, and so CPS can't – let's go back down our checklist.
Let's do it.
Our checklist
let's do
here.
It.
CPS isn't allowed to raise revenues because they're at their property tax cap. They got an extra $250 million go-ahead from the state, which they have to plow directly into teacher pensions. Okay, they aren't allowed to really borrow anymore. They pretty much burn down everything.
Credit rating is terrible.
With their credit rating and you know, going to the markets. They actually did a private issue of bonds last week, which kind of slid by $150 million. And for the kids at home, what a private issue means is that you don't go to the market. You just go, hey, buddy, psst, you want to buy some bonds? And people do that. And so that kind of slid by. And so that means that they don't actually have to tell everybody, yeah, this is how bad our credit is. And so they can't really cut a whole lot more in terms of staff.
I mean, I'll give Forrest Claypool and the administration some credit because they have been cutting back. You've seen layoffs after layoffs at the administration. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing for people and their jobs, the economy here in Chicago. But for the idea that anyone would point to CPS saying they're not tightening the belt, they are.
Right. Oh, man. The belt is like, you know, we're talking like whalebone corsets here. And so the issue is now... So last year, you may recall that they were supposed to negotiate a contract with the teachers union. And remember back in the Wayback Machine that, you know, going back to then, that there was a deal that was cut.
Uh-huh.
And Karen Lewis, the president of CTU, said, I think we've got a deal. And she brought it to what they call their House of Delegates, which is their big board, which is like 300 and something people. And they all gave him a big down. And that was a big surprise. I mean, Karen Lewis is smart enough that she would never bring something that she would think would fail. And what that revealed was that there was this huge gap within the teachers union. And there is a large, maybe even a majority group of teachers who believe that the CPS is purposefully trying to put them in a position where they have to make cuts. And their slogan is broke on purpose.
Right.
And so now we're back at the bargaining table again with the same group of people.
So earlier on, there was some optimism after the state came through with the, I would not use the B word, but just with the funding. For CPS for this season or for this school year, that there was optimism that a contract with the unions would not be far behind because there was no political leverage for them to hold out. Are we still in the same thought pattern? Are we still thinking in August that there's no way that in, I guess, a month?
That's a really great question. I mean, you know,
it's only a month.
I think that the leadership of CTU understand that there's a deal that needs to be cut. But I'm not sure that the body of teachers believe that a deal needs to be cut. You know, just because if you don't have a budget by September 6th, that's okay. School will go. They're going to run out of money at some point.
Yeah, just like we saw last year, like the date kept going back.
And also the optimal time for teachers to strike is right after the beginning of the year because that has the least impact on the school year overall.
So either do what they did last time where you bring them back for a day and then you strike and let them know.
Right.
Or you do it right at the beginning of the year and you just prolong
You sit on your hands until they get the deal that they want. But really, I think that realistically, CPS is hoping to get about $100 million of savings out of teachers' contracts. And really, this is...
What does that mean?
What they're looking to do is to get the teachers to give up certain amount of stuff to their pensions. and that they're going to make cuts to what CPS is supposed to be supplying to their pensions.
So CPS is always matched in some form, whatever the contract
what some of the
is.
Raises are going to be.
So essentially taking money out of the pockets. When you say $100 million in cuts, you mean taking money out of teachers' pockets.
That's exactly right. And I think that that's what they're hoping to be able to do. But that means there's another $200 million that they need to come up with. And the rumors that I've been hearing is that there's talk of the city declaring some surplus from TIF money that would, you know, come up for some portion of that.
That's what Tom was talking about.
And the city would make a direct transfer. Well, either there would be a surplus that would be declared by CPS, that would be some amount of that remaining money, and there would be additional money from TIFs that would be going to the city, the city's 20% portion of that money, and the city would just transfer that to CPS. You know, that, again, there's a lot of rumor about that. And one of the things that's, I want to point out something that's really, really different about how the Rahm Emanuel organization operates, that's different from the Daley administration, which is that they are extremely secretive and they don't really talk about things outside of their group, even with the most powerful aldermen. Which Daley did. Daley was very deliberative. He had a lot of long conversations. You know, he'd say, oh, well, what do you think about this? With collective ideas. And then you pretty much had a consensus once you got it to the council floor. But like with this water tax, that was really sprung on the alderman. And the mayor feels like he's got to win.
At least
this.
It's consistent, Mike. I mean, what we've seen over the last year of just having these conversations. Yeah. I don't know if there's ever been any conversation where we started where the aldermen have had this in advance.
Right.
They've looked at it. They've had the time to look at it.
They've
we've had aldermen on the show saying, I just got this an hour ago.
Right, right. That's pretty consistent. And it's really even the most powerful aldermen are hearing about this at the last minute. So I think that there's an expectation that the mayor's going to spring something on aldermen at the last minute with this stuff. And they feel boxed in, and they're just kind of told, well, this is what you got to do. So there are aldermen that are now trying to put together their own plans, that are trying to organize it, and are preparing to push through their own concepts in council. In a weird way, Emanuel is creating his own opposition because he's not really working with people
in
council.
If he worked with them, came to consensus, they could all work on one plan.
And he's giving credibility to the opposition.
Right, right. So last thought on this, do you and you're, you know, covering this and the rumors you hear, I mean, are we still in danger of the teachers walking out on day one, day two?
Maybe. You know, I think it a lot of it has to do, negotiations just restarted this week. You know, I think we'll hear more next week. The teachers union has been very quiet throughout this whole process, which I think is good because it means that they're keeping their powder dry and they're trying to work through the negotiation process. There might be a strike. I don't know. I think it's still very possible.
So pay attention. The next couple of weeks, we're going to know one way or the other where negotiations are, because if it doesn't go well, people start talking to the press.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
Well,
if it's going well, it'll, like you said, the powder will stay dry. If it's not, one of the ways that they can get some sort of political advantage is by starting to squawk.
Well, the teachers' union is
both sides.
It's a large group of people. Yeah. You know, it's tens of thousands
but the city
of people,
does
so it's
too.
Kind of a sieve.
They both do it.
Yeah, I guess.
So pay attention to that. If you're listening right now, that's something to pay attention to, like in the next 2 weeks, let's say.
Talk to your neighborhood teacher.
Yeah.
You know, talk to your teacher, ask him what's going on. You know, what do you hear? I mean, you know, they don't keep a whole lot of secrets.
Yeah.
And so I think that we'll know.
Mike Fouché, The Daily Line. Tomorrow is city council meeting. What's big on tap at the
council meeting? No city council
no,
meeting.
No, oh, tomorrow's just
tomorrow,
a committee.
Yeah, tomorrow is a committee meeting.
Right, got it.
And it's a committee meeting for a city council committee meeting on police reform. And this is the first of five. And I think
I
think that we're going to find out our, you know, previous public meetings, this is at 6:30. I can't remember the location, but they're going to be all over the city. And I think this one is at the South Shore Cultural Center. Yeah, it's at 6:30, the South Shore Cultural Center. And, you know, it has the potential for who knows who's going to show up. I mean, past meetings, some meetings have been canceled in the middle of the meeting because people were yelling,
right.
You're corrupt.
Is the mayor expected to be at those meetings?
No. No, these are going to be managed by the chair of budget, Carrie Austin from Far South Side, and man, don't mess with her.
Fighting 34.
Fighting 34. And Alderman Roboyris from the Northwest side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll see how these are going to go.
It's interesting because this is going to be all police reform, IPRA, all the things we've been talking about. I mean, that's sort of the one thing that's been that we continue to hear about but have no sort of closure. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out of these.
Yeah, there's going to be five of them? There's five of them. And the idea is that they're going to hear from the public, and then they're going to roll out the mayor's plan at the September council meeting.
Mike Fichet, good to see you. You look well rested.
Thank you.
Not being here on Wednesday nights the last two Wednesdays, but you'll be back next week.
This is hard work being with you.
The Daily Line.
Jeez, I got a nap.
What's the website again? I'm still learning.
TheDailyLine.net.
TheDailyLine.net. Mike Fichet, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.